On Midwest Week, a new model for economic development in small towns. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Graham Ambrose, reporter for the Quad City Times. So, Graham, what problems do small towns in Iowa, Illinois, and the rest of the country face these days?
So for decades, the big issue for small towns and even medium-sized cities across the United States is depopulation. People are simply leaving these places. It's really a vicious cycle in which once a few people leave, they might go to jobs in the cities, then there are fewer jobs left, and eventually towns become sort of hollowed out.
Okay. Now, you talked in your big story about, they use the term shrink smart, and what does that mean?
So for decades, the sort of big school of thought around how to get people back in these communities is essentially to bring in a business or, you know, create a bigger business that's already there and bring jobs back. Mm-hmm. Bringing jobs back has sort of been the main goal of economic developers all across the United States for decades. But the track record of this is pretty mixed. In a lot of places, it's actually quite poor. So what a bunch of researchers in Illinois, Iowa, and elsewhere are saying is, why don't we change the paradigm entirely? Why don't we stop fixating on growth, which might never happen due to big international forces like automation, globalization, and instead just accept the fact we are declining, and how do we make our quality of life the best possible?
So even though we're losing some people, we can still be a nice place to live.
Absolutely. Just because we're losing people doesn't mean this isn't a place that our residents love.
Okay. Now, one of the examples you used was a high school football team, and how does that fit in with all this?
Yeah, so when people hear shrink smart, they might think it's very defeatist, they might think it's totally counterintuitive, counterproductive, but you're actually seeing shrink smart policies all over already, here in Iowa and in Illinois. And one great example is high school co-ops, or high school sports teams consolidations. So basically, when small towns, you know, often rural and small counties, are losing people, they don't have enough young men or young women to support these sports teams that have been big pillars in the community for a long time. So rather than just get rid of the program entirely, what they're doing is they're merging some of these teams across different towns, different schools, different school districts, so that they can still support a squad.
So the team you were talking about was Cambridge and Allwood together.
Exactly. So in Cambridge, about 10 years ago, they realized they had this problem where they didn't have enough young men, essentially, for their football team. So rather than give up on the program entirely, they partnered with Allwood High School, which is itself actually a consolidation of Alpha and Woodhull, Illinois. And they said, let's combine our teams so that we can have one joint football team. They rebranded, they totally changed the name, there's new traditions around it, and the team is actually thriving. It's actually grown over the last several years.
Okay. Now, another example you cited was Youngstown, Ohio, and how does that fit in with this?
So Youngstown, Ohio is sort of the poster child among American cities in terms of urban shrinkage. Mm-hmm. So about 80 years ago, Youngstown had some 160,000 people, and it's shrunk by 61% over that time, which is really just astronomical, even by shrinkage standards. So about 15 years ago, knowing that this was the long-term trend, knowing that this has been going on for a while, and that there were many things that were outside of the control of the town, the city itself, Youngstown leaders said, you know what we're going to do is no longer, you know, promise growth, we're no longer going to dream for the sky. Instead, let's downsize responsibly. Let's figure out a way in which we can make Youngstown a great place to live despite the population loss. So they released this plan called Youngstown 2010, which basically laid out this new vision for the future. And in so doing, actually marks kind of a new epoch in urban planning in America.
And so as I recall from your story, they were willing to demolish old properties to open up neighborhoods that had been very well populated that no longer were, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And to be totally clear, this is controversial. It's not like everyone in Youngstown is behind this. It's not like every academic is behind Shrink Smart. There are many criticisms, many critics, some of which are compelling and should be listened to. This is simply another model for trying to make communities thrive.
Now, you also talked about researchers from Iowa State University that looked at towns across Iowa, and they talked about thriving versus declining towns. What's the difference?
Yeah, so a team at Iowa State wanted to basically answer the question, why are some shrinking towns happier, more upbeat, places people still want to live even though they're shrinking? And why are other shrinking towns more hollowed out, more depressed, less vibrant as places to live? So again, two types of towns, both of them shrinking. And what they found is that these two types of towns are actually not that different. I mean, demographically, they're pretty similar. Economically, they're pretty similar. And in fact, you know, the towns that are declining and that are a little bit more depressed actually on average had more full-time, full-year jobs than the towns that were shrinking in more vibrant places. So there really aren't that great differences just on the top-line numbers. But what they did find is that what's really different between the towns is social capital. So these kind of soft connections, these, you know, neighborhood groups, voluntary associations, and all sorts of, you know, harder to define, harder to quantify connections that really unite a community.
So it's a mainly a function of people's attitude.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you mentioned, I think it was for one of the towns, I can't remember which one, it was just having daycare available was one part of all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So daycare centers are a great example of an institution that a town can have, even when you're shrinking, that can bring people together, create these kind of bonds informally, and make your town worth living in. Another way to do that is through events. So, you know, your town might have fewer and fewer people over the decades, but maybe you have a huge music concert every summer that brings in hundreds or thousands of people from all around the area, and that's a real point of pride for the community. These events, these researchers found, actually do make a big difference.
Okay. Now, another example you cited of a thriving community is Grand Mound in Clinton County. Why is that?
Yeah, so Grand Mound is one of these shrink-smart communities. So they are losing people, and with population loss, they've had a number of challenges over the years. They've, you know, lost a grocery store. They've lost bars, they've lost favorite community institutions. But that doesn't mean that Grand Mound is a bad place to live. And in fact, quite the opposite. I mean, you talk to people there and they say that they really love their community, they're really proud to live there. And the reason that a lot of them talk about is that they have more volunteers. You know, they have people who are willing to give the time, you know, often unpaid, kind of unremunerated, and give to their community.
Okay. Now, another expert you talked about, Graham, was he talked about the difference between consolidation and collaboration. And what is the difference?
Yeah, like so much of this conversation, it really is in major part a difference in mindset. Mm-hmm. So, you know, rather than framing things as sort of a decline that's going to cost jobs, that's going to, you know, sap community morale, what you're saying is let's reach out proactively. Let's do this ahead of time. Let's find communities that have similar situations as ours. Let's find institutions where it makes sense for us to, you know, come together and really share spaces, share personnel, share ideas, share kind of common institutions.
So it's not just combining the football team. It's sort of the whole attitude about this is a great idea and we're going to make it work.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've been hired by some small town somewhere. What sort of prescription or formula are you going to use for them, Graham?
Yeah, well, the first thing that I think is really important is just bringing people together. And and this is so essential when you talk to these shrink smart towns. It's not just that you have, you know, government, for instance, come in and say, we're going to do these things, or you have outside consultants, you know, recommend collaboration or consolidation. It's really that these organic conversations happen often around, you know, dining room tables and at the local diner, at the local grocery store, those sort of spaces. And you really get people thinking about not just how do we grow, but what do we want our community to look like? Do we want to be a community in which we have common institutions and we put our dollars behind these daycare centers, these wellness facilities, these kind of common civic institutions that really unite people together?
In other words, do we want to give up or do we want to try and make this work somehow?
Absolutely.
Have you heard from anyone about this? Have readers chimed in with their ideas or whether this is all crackpot stuff and, you know, why bother?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a totally natural response. I mean, especially given the pretty universal goal that almost every community has, which is we want to grow. I mean, we want more people here. We want young people here. We want jobs. These are almost universal goals that every community in America will say that they want. The difference is that what these communities often don't say but is implied is that they really want their communities to be well-connected, to be trusting places, to be safe, to have good schools. And when you reframe it that way, there are other paths there. I mean, Shrink Smart is one idea. There are plenty of others.